Ever get that feeling? Like you're on top of your finances, paying everything on time, but that credit score just won't budge.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling. It can be frustrating.
It's like, what else am I supposed to do here?
Right.
Well, for a lot of people, and I'm talking to those of you with student loans out there, the answer might actually be simpler than you think.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into something that might be holding you back without you even realizing it.
Okay. I'm all ears. What's the culprit this time?
Buckle up, because we're talking about how the very structure of your student loans, all those separate accounts from each semester, can seriously drag down your credit score. And we're going to figure out how to fix it.
Okay, this is already sounding like something a lot of people need to hear, myself included.
I think so too. To get to the bottom of this, we're diving deep into this awesome source, how student loans affect your credit score.
How student loans affect your credit score makes sense.
Exactly. And this is especially crucial for those of you who are trying to boost your credit scores, maybe even thinking about using a rent reporting service, right? Because imagine you're doing the right thing, paying your rent on time every month, but those student loans are kind of working against you in the background. Not cool.
Yeah, that does not sound cool.
Definitely not. So let's break this down. So I remember back in college, every semester felt like a fresh start. New classes, new experiences, and unfortunately, sometimes new student loans.
Yeah, the joy of accumulating debt semester by semester.
Sadly, yeah. But what most of us don't realize is that even though we might be making one single consolidated payment each month, each of those semester loans is still sitting there on our credit report as a separate account.
Oh, wow. So even though you're essentially paying it as one loan, it doesn't show up that way.
Nope, not at all. And that's where the trouble starts. It's almost like having a bunch of tiny separate credit cards instead of one main one. And that, my friend, can throw off your credit score in a big way.
It's almost like trying to make a big splash by throwing a handful of pebbles into a pond. Each one makes a tiny ripple, but the impact is pretty minimal.
Exactly. Now imagine if you took all those pebbles and combined them into one big rock. That's what consolidating your student loans does for your credit score. It turns all those little ripples into one powerful wave.
Oh, I like that analogy. So instead of having your good credit behavior scattered across multiple accounts, it's all concentrated in one place, making a much bigger impact.
Exactly. And when it comes to things like rent reporting, where you're trying to show a consistent history of on-time payments, having all those little student loan accounts can actually dilute the positive impact of those rent payments.
That makes a lot of sense. So if someone is really serious about using a rent reporting service to boost their score, consolidating those loans first could be a game changer.
It totally could. And, you know, we're not just speculating here. Studies have actually shown that consolidating student loans can lead to an average credit score increase of 10 to 20 points. That's not chump change.
No, it's not. That kind of jump could be the difference between getting approved for a loan or not, or even the interest rate you're offered.
It can make a huge difference, and it's definitely worth looking into. Now, I gotta ask the tough question here. We all know that life happens. Sometimes things get tough, and we might even miss a payment or two. So, what happens when you're late on those student loans? Is it really as bad as people say?
Okay, so let's say you're 30 days late on a student loan payment. If you have multiple student loan accounts, each one of those is going to get hit with a late payment mark. Think about it. Five loans, five separate late payments, dragging your score down all at once.
Oof, that sounds rough. But like, how bad are we talking here? A few points.
Oh no, much worse. This isn't just a little dip. This is a potential nosedive. I'm talking 200 points, maybe even more.
200 points. Okay, so this is serious business.
Yeah, it is. A drop like that can basically shut you out of good loan terms, make it way harder to rent an apartment, even affect your job prospects.
Wow, that's a scary thought. So consolidating those loans is not just about boosting your score. It's also about protecting yourself in case something unexpected happens.
Absolutely. It's all about simplifying your financial life and minimizing those risks. It's about taking control.
Exactly. It's like saying to those loans, hey, I'm in charge here. Now, I know what you're thinking. Consolidation sounds complicated and time-consuming, right?
That's what I thought too until I looked into it. You'd be surprised. The whole process can be done online through studentaid.gov, and it only takes about 30 minutes.
30 minutes. That's less time than it takes to watch an episode of, well, anything, really.
Seriously. It's way easier than people think.
So, to sum it up, having all those separate student loan accounts can really mess with your credit score, especially if you're trying to improve it with things like rent reporting.
Right. All those little pebbles just don't make a big enough splash.
But consolidating those loans is like combining them into one big rock, giving your score the boost it deserves, and protecting you from those potential late payment pitfalls.
It's a win-win.
Totally. So as you're listening to this, think about your own student loans. Could consolidation be the missing piece to achieving your financial goals?
It's definitely worth considering.
It is. Head over to studentaid.gov, explore your options, and take charge of your financial future. Because managing your student loans strategically, well, that's not just about numbers, it's about peace of mind.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And who knows? Maybe tackling those loans head on is the first step toward an even brighter future. Thanks for listening, everyone, and remember, knowledge is power.
Absolutely. Take control and make those loans work for you.